everyone. We are back.
Back, y'all.
Welcome to season 2 of the Power Broke Girls.
Hello.
I know you guys have missed us. We've missed you too. But this season, we are bringing the heat. We no longer have audio. I mean, we do have audio.
Yeah.
But now we have visual. We're fancy as fuck, guys. But so check us out on our YouTube channel. We just started our YouTube page. So we're going to be on YouTube trying to get that shmoney. We're trying to stop being broke, okay? And for those of you guys who don't know us, I'm Sudi.
And I'm Michelle.
Yes. And we are the Power Bro Girls, all right? So today, guys, we are talking about our brokest memories. Brokest moments,
brokest stories, brokest existence.
Yes.
Brokety broke.
Everything brokety broke.
We can't be.
Yeah, we can't be the Power Broke Girls without telling you guys our brokest stories.
That's right.
So, I think for me, I hit rock bottom. It was hard thinking about these moments. It was hard, but I want you to see it. So good. I think one of my funniest stories is not having enough money to buy toilet paper.
Ooh.
So I was coming out of class and I was like, listen, we don't have no toilet paper at home. I'm just going to go in the bathroom and just stack
bag.
About 4 pieces in there, 4 rolls.
Okay.
And then I was like, all right, it's only one day. That's it. But then I still didn't have enough money. So I did it for a whole week. And I think we did that.
Also in our last job, so she was like, I did it in college. I'm like, we did that not that long ago.
We did. Mm. But the struggle's real.
The struggle is real.
Yeah.
For me, my brokest story goes back to college. And me and my friends would always go out to eat at restaurants, and they had jobs and I didn't. So I would go to like for company and I would order water. And then when all my friends were done eating, and I was like, are y'all gonna, are you gonna wrap that up or is this leftovers? And then I would eat all my friends' food scraps. This is real story. All my friends probably watching this like, yep, Michelle did that. Mm-hmm. But was it good? Yes.
Dude, so you didn't care about the germs or?
No, because I'm pretty sure Childish Gambino said, are you really eating though? He wasn't like, you know, germs though. Am I right?
Did he say that?
I think he said that in a song. Are you eating though? Are you really eating though? Shout out to Childish.
Shout out to Childish, man. But you know what I was thinking about? I remember there was a time we couldn't afford to pay the heat bill. So we had to wear our coats inside of the house. And you know when you're like, it's so cold and like the breath is coming out of it? Or like, what is that called?
Like it's
when
like you're breathing. You have hot breath, but it's like a cold.
Is it like icy hot?
Yeah, icy hot breath.
You get the icy hot breath because we had to wear a coat inside.
Only get the icy hot breath when you're outside in the cold or when you're inside broke.
That's the only way to get it. Yeah, and we also had to use her flashlight because we also didn't have money to pay for the electricity.
Yeah.
So we had to use a flashlight to do homework, not to like pass it to the next person in the house.
It's a good teamwork.
Yeah, definitely. That's how it works for me. Yeah.
That's not bad. Well, I have an embarrassing, funny, broke story. Again, back in college, again at restaurants that none of us could afford with my college friends. And one time we went to Buffalo Wild Wing and me and the waiter were actually flirting. Sorry, mom and dad. And my friends were egging us on. We were flirting and stuff. And then by the end of it, We paid individually because we were horrible young people. And he swiped a card and it declined. But he mentioned it twice. And I said, sir, please keep your voice down. We can talk about this personal matter on the side. So other people, he was like, ma'am, your card. I was like, shh, we'll talk about it later. Safe to say that relationship didn't go much further.
Damn.
After I paid. But 20% always. You know what I'm 20% saying? 20% it, baby. Actually, my card declined, so I don't even know how to pay 20%. I'm pretty sure my friends, because Venmo wasn't there back in the day. This is like 2010, so my friends probably had to chip in.
They probably had to pay for you. Damn.
That's embarrassing. But we move on.
We are progressing.
Progressing. Yeah.
So, Michelle, what do you think is like your biggest struggle when it comes to saving and spending?
Okay. So, for me, when I have a little bit of money, I try to make a stretch. But then when I get any little bit of money coming my way, any paychecks, any extra shifts, I feel like I'm Diddy. Mm-hmm. Diddy, P. Diddy, Puff Daddy.
Love.
Listen, bad daddy. Boys. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, listen, I'm going to pay for this. I'm going to pay for that. Pay your bill. And then my landlord's like, hello, Michelle, you ain't paid your bill yet. And I was like, okay, Harry, I'm gonna get back to you real quick. So my problem is that I like to splurge on myself and other people when I have a little bit of money. And then the next day I'm broke again.
No, that's definitely, I can attest to that. You definitely just start bawling out and have no care in the world.
Throw it in the bag.
Yeah, Michelle's like, let's get sushi today. I'm like, okay.
Let's get sushi for breakfast, lunch, dinner, midnight snack.
Yeah. I think for me, my biggest problem is I make less than what I make too little. I spend too much for what I make.
You did the math there?
Yeah, I did the math and I was like, damn. Okay. Which I think if I didn't spend that much, it probably would be equal. Yeah. But No. We need to get another job.
We probably should get another job. I mean, being a millennial in New York City, when I look at my bank account statements, because my mom tells me, look at your bank account statements, it's like Grubhub, Uber, MoviePass that you haven't watched, gym that you haven't gone to. So that's a problem also.
Oh my God. We have not gone to the gym in so long.
You don't have to put our business out there like that. It's been a while, though. It's
been a while, guys. We're working on it.
Yeah, right. We're all progressing.
Guys, so we reached out to you on our Instagram and our Facebook because we wanted you guys to be part of our audience.
We're all family
at this point. And we asked you guys your funniest broken stories.
Yes.
Bro, when I tell you that we had some crazy ass stories in there, but for me, it was hands down Colin's story.
Shout out to you.
He said to us that he was so broke that
How broke is he?
He researched how much could a straight guy get for sucking dick.
Huh.
And little did he know, a Reddit user was going to give him an answer.
What'd he say?
He said, for $145, you could get a guy. Mm-hmm. You can go to the place.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy would come in you for $145. Come in your mouth, though. In your mouth, yeah. For $145, if you let them come in your mouth. I'm not sure how straight this guy is, but that's a good price indication. Not you, Colin. We know that.
Yeah. I mean, Colin, pay them bills and happy pride.
Happy pride, baby. Embrace it. What about you? What was your favorite one?
For me, it was hard because I'm indecisive, so I'm glad you narrowed it down to one. I narrowed it down to two for two different reasons. One was really strategical. That's a word, right?
Yes,
it was. That is a word. It was funny and strategical. So that one is Marcella, our girl Marcella from Jersey. Shout out to you. Marcella was so broke.
Okay.
How broke was she? Marcella was so broke that she used her Target credit card to buy a Visa gift card to buy lunch at her school for the whole week.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was really strategical.
That was very strategical, but I question that, Marcella. Why didn't you just use your TJ Target credit card to buy food? Marcella, I guess she wasn't trying to accrue interest,
and maybe she didn't want to cook. And if she was on campus, she probably just wanted to buy food on campus, right?
That's true.
I don't know. I thought it was a smart idea, Marcella. But the funniest one, hands down, has to be my boy Chris from New York. What's up, Chris? He went to Buffalo University upstate, and he told me that for a week straight, he ate one piece of toast.
Ooh.
He splurged with two pieces of turkey bacon. Ooh. And he ate it on an empty Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal box because he had no plates for the whole week. And I thought that was the funniest story.
That's pretty funny.
And he also told me that when he moved into college, he moved in with a shopping cart. So I feel like that already predetermined how the rest of his semester was going to go.
What?
Listen, Chris is a real one. I moved in college with three big black trash bags.
Yeah, I did the same thing. My mom gave me a speech. She was like, if you put your personal stuff in trash bags, that means that you think your future is trash. And I'm like, wait a minute, Mom. This is deep.
Wow.
Yeah, she was like, no, you should always put them in like nice boxes because how you put your personal stuff like tells you how you feel about yourself.
Wow.
Inside. I was like, this got real deep, Mom.
You're like, wow.
But thank you for
dropping me off. As you go to the dollar store and buy your Glad. Is it Glad? No, it's Glad.
Glad. I thought it was Glade.
No, Glade is the thing that you stick on the wall and it smells good.
Oh,
Glad is the trash bag.
Let's go. See, we know our trash bags, guys.
Well, anyway, thank you so much for telling us your stories and being open and vulnerable with us. We are all in this together.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. But, guys, we can't leave you all with just our broken stories.
Of course not.
We also have to share with you guys how we're working towards not being broke anymore.
Yes.
Because I'm tired. I am tired.
Tired.
Being broke. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. But we're always going to be the power before the broke. Always. So we're here to also, you know, reminisce and tell funny stories, but also to give advice to help all of us move forward and upward. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, Sudi, how do you feel like you're going to help yourself with the problems you have when it comes to being
broke?
It's
going to be hard.
It's going to be hard.
It's going to be hard. But the good thing about our job is that we get cash every single day. So it's kind of easier, I guess,
cash rule everything like around me.
Dollar bill, y'all.
Green.
But I'm thinking, like, people who get paychecks, like, every 2 weeks, it might be a little harder to save.
Yeah.
And people who have kids.
Yeah.
And people who take care of other people.
Oh, yeah. And I have anxiety now.
Yeah. But for me, I'm trying to do the $77 challenge.
Okay.
So it's $77 a week.
Okay.
For 3 months.
Okay.
And at the end of the 3 months,
talk to me.
You should have $1,000.
1000.
Near $1,000. It's like 900 and some change.
Okay.
But you can reach out to 1,000 if you
okay, you can do a lot with that.
Extra. Yeah.
You can pay your rent for 1 month in New York City. And that's about it.
I'm going to save for 3 months to pay one month's rent.
Why do we live in New York City again, Sudi?
Because
we got hopes and dreams. And
We do. It is hot out here for a pimp, man.
You know we're it's shy. Hot out here for a pimp.
When he's trying to get his money in the rent.
Oh my God. Is it Taraji?
It was Taraji P. Henson, baby.
I love you, Taraji. Shout out to you.
But yeah, so $77 a week for 3 months. That should get me to almost $1,000.
Yes.
By the end of summer. I can do a lot. I can do maybe put some towards my student loans. I can put some to my car payments, my insurance payments.
That's good.
So, yeah. What about you? What do you think is your ultimate goal for the end of the summer or the end of the year?
Okay. Well, I'm going to stop acting like P. Diddy.
Yes.
When I'm on some MC Hammer stuff with money. Damn, that's shade of MC Hammer.
Bloop,
can't touch this. Don't. I love him. I hope he's doing good. I don't want to throw any shade. I just want to make a joke. I'm so sorry. No, but for me, I would like to save $5,000 by the end of the year. Fingers crossed. Okay. Yeah, so that's that. And just know how to budget myself better. Know the things that you do need, you don't need. Cook more at home.
Yes.
Because, you know, sushi costs a lot of money. And I'm still hungry after I eat 30 rolls of sushi.
Isn't that crazy? We could literally eat sushi for days and still be hungry.
Yes. And then you know what happens? We order more sushi.
God damn it. We need to break the cycle, guys. But real talk, like, I was talking to Michelle about this. Like, every time we grew up around people who didn't have much money.
Yeah, because, like, we're, like, lower class. Is there a lower class?
Right? Yeah, I think we're
the lowest.
We're the lower.
Oh, I like that. Lower class. We have integrity.
That's what that matters.
We have integrity.
And wit. No, but you ask Steve Harvey, he might say something else.
Ooh, child. What's Steve say? You know what? That's for later. That's for another episode with Steve.
No, what I was thinking about, like, since we grew up around poverty or brokenness, I guess,
that was the norm.
Yeah, it's easy for us to just think that's a norm.
And mindset, you know what I'm saying?
So you have to break the cycle. It's not like, 9 to 5, I made enough money to pay my bills, and I have a little bit of change left to do, like, little things.
Yeah.
You have to know how to elevate yourself because you have to it's all in your brain. You have to think, listen.
Mind over matter, man.
That's it. Like our good friend says, you have to be pre-Billy. Okay.
Shout out to Imani.
Yes.
Everyone should have her mindset.
Yo, for real.
Pre-Billy, you say? What is that?
What?
She's a pre-billionaire. Okay. Yes. It's not that we're broke, it's that we're pre-Billy. Yes. Pre-billionaire. So.
Yeah, but seriously, it's like we have to change our mindsets to start, like, educating ourselves on how to be financially stable or financially free.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
That's the goal, to have financial freedom.
Yeah.
Financial stability is when, you know, you pay your bills on time and everything's good. But financial freedom is where you can stop working for a little bit and go with your family and travel for months at a time without worrying about money because you have that freedom.
Right. Yeah. I want to be financially freedom, baby.
I'm a peacock. You got to let me fly. Name the movie.
Fly, baby. It's The Bad Guys.
No, The Other Guys.
What? The Other Guys.
The Good Guys, The Broke Guys.
We are the broke girls.
Yes, we are.
But honestly, I don't think there's anything wrong with exposing the struggle because that's what we call it, the struggle.
The struggle is real. It's not the struggle is fake. No, honestly, there's nothing wrong with saying it. I know a lot of people, especially online and social media, they flaunt when they have money or material things. Yeah. And in reality, they're not good financially. And it's okay to be say that you're broke, but just make sure that you're moving forward and striving every day to get out of that you're in and don't stay in that mindset.
Yeah. Guys, and work on your credit score.
Oh, crap.
Like, seriously. Credit is life. And it's sad that we depend on that, but what can your credit score? And again, we're gonna link down like different things that you guys can like look up. And if you're like in the hole that you're trying to get out of paying your bills, we can help you out with those things. But I'm very, very curious to know more stories.
Yes, please. So tell us your funny stories.
Yeah, let us know your funny stories.
Life is short, so there's nothing wrong with laughing at yourself and the struggle. You just keep on keeping on. Don't stop. It doesn't matter. Just never give up. Please.
Yeah, that's true, guys. But thank you so much for a listening to us. I was going to say for an amazing season, but the season just started.
That's right. So, God, it just feels like forever already.
I know.
Thank you so much for listening to us, for now seeing us.
Now you know what we look like, guys.
I mean, they probably seen it already in pictures if they followed us on social media, and I'm pretty sure they all have.
Right? But follow us, subscribe, let us know what you guys think.
Comment, criticize, tell us, girl, nah, y'all got me messed up. Tell us everything. Or be like, no, girl, you did a great job. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We take it all.
We appreciate you guys. And see you
next episode.
Bye.
Thank you.